Father, in the name of Jesus, as we hear your word, every demonic hindrance is taken away. Your word comes with precise clarity. It brings tangible transformation. It brings all-round progress. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for me, this is a very important teaching because I am discovering that if the church keeps on going the way we are going, and I'm not just talking about New Breed, I'm talking about the body of Christ, can more people come to the front? The body of Christ. If we go on the way we are going, I think we are doing a lot of people, and maybe even ourselves, a huge disfavor. Praise the Lord. A huge disfavor. Listen, if you take what I'm about to share with you, or the things that I will be sharing with you throughout this series. I know you say, Pastor, I know you tell us our lives will change. And I will tell you again, your life will change. The problem is, how many people are taking it serious? Are you with me? If you take it serious, your life will change. And I'm talking about real change, real tangible change. Because what I want to explain to you, or what I want to bring to you, is what I can tag the secret. Are you with me? The secrets. So on Sunday, we began a new teaching series, Sit, Stand, Walk. Praise the Lord. And we said that the whole Christian faith can be summarized in those three words: sit, stand, walk. And then I said there are some things I'm going to teach before we get into the core of what sit, stand, walk is about. And the first thing we talked about on Sunday was present truth. Were you blessed by that teaching? Say after me, present truth. Say after me, I live in the reality of all that Christ has done. I live in the reality of all that Christ has done. So I knew that I had to lay that foundation on Sunday, but today, you know, English, sometimes you're like, which one will I use, but or and? That's where I found myself. So I said but and and at the same time. Praise the Lord. So, but today, we have still yet something else to talk about. And on Sunday, we'll talk about what I've titled, Seated. And so today, I will talk about what I've titled, Ginosko. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6 from verse 20 to 21. Please prepare yourself. This is a Bible study. We are going to learn the word of God. 1 Timothy 6 verse 20. The Bible says, O Timothy. This was Paul writing to his son in the faith, Timothy. It says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. Some of you have not seen this verse before in your Bible, right? It says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. Verse 21, it says, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. So, he's saying if you go in this line of knowledge, you're going to have errors in your faith. Are you with me? You will fall into errors in your faith. He's telling you. He says, keep that which I committed to you. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science. The word science there is a kind of knowledge. Are you with me? The word science, please pay attention. Are you with me? Is a kind of knowledge. And the Greek word for that knowledge is called gnosis. Have you ever heard people in the medical field say something like, I went to check the diagnosis. Have you heard something like that before? That's the root word from where they got it from. It's a knowledge that comes by intellectual activity. It's a knowledge that comes from intellectual exercise where you study books and you observe with your five senses. Science is based on facts and observation. And it's telling you that you cannot base your life on that kind of knowledge because it is too limited. Are you with me? He says, when it comes to the matters of faith and the things of God, if you want to base your Christian foundation on the things you can see, the things you can hear, the things you studied in the classroom, it will lead you astray. Are you getting this? It says, O Timothy, keep which I committed that I trust. And avoid these vain ramblings and oppositions of gnosis, falsely so called. And so, before I go into ginosko, I've told you about one already, gnosis, right? Now, the reason why I'm using the Greek word is because, for instance, you can say knowledge. Two people can use the same words. Which one will I use now? Can you give me one word that can be used differently and they are spelled the same way, but in different places mean different things? Give me one word. Let's do it together. Give me one word. They are spelled the same way, but depending on how you use it, it can mean different things. You say? Read. Read. Okay. One is a past tense. One is a present continuous. Oh, one is a verb. I read the book. I'm going to read the book. You know, those are two different things. I have a good example. I'll use present since we're talking about present truth. So, I want to present to you this tab, and we're in the present truth. So, we both said present, but those two words mean different things, right? Are you following me? So now, the Bible was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, and the New Testament was written in Greek. So when you see knowledge or know in two different places, they could mean different things. Are you getting me? And so you have to study carefully. That's why I'm bringing up the Greek word, not because I just like to use Greek terminology to sound deep. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, your people get it today in the name of Jesus. Open Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14. Ephesians 3 verse 14. I'll be reading to verse 19. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. So he's praying for these people. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, everybody read with me from verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Now look at verse 19. Everybody read 19 close with a loud voice. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Glory. Glory. Ah, my God. Let's read again. 1, 2, 3, go. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Do you realize that there are two kinds of knowledge in this verse? And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. In other words, you can say, and have a knowledge of the love of Christ that passeth knowledge. Are you getting this? And there are two kinds of knowledge there. Now, he's telling you, and to ginosko the love of Christ, which passeth gnosis. Are you getting this?
And to have revelation knowledge in the love of Christ that passeth scientific knowledge.
That's what he's saying there. Are you with me?
He's telling you that the love of Christ cannot be understood by scientific activity, by mental activity.
Are you following me?
Pay attention. This is the real difference between Christians.
What I want to share with you is what makes the real men the men. Akuria Palato Saka. Your eyes of understanding are open tonight.
And he's telling you the consequence of this. He's saying that when you can have the knowledge of the love of Christ, or when you can have ginosko in Christ that passeth knowledge or gnosis, it will cause you to be filled with all the fullness of God.
Are you seeing this?
He's saying that when this prayer is answered, that you come to the point where you have ginosko in the love of Christ, it will bring you to the point where you are filled with all the fullness of God.
So what is ginosko?
Ginosko means revelation knowledge.
Say after me, revelation knowledge.
It is knowledge that is revealed to you.
For instance, what we just read, to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that passeth gnosis.
Have you ever tried to explain to someone that Jesus was born of a virgin? Have you ever tried to explain to someone that someone has to die for other people to be saved? How can death bring salvation? Let me tell you something. No matter how we explain it logically, you need to understand it spiritually. If not, it will not make sense to you. God has to open your spirit, man. Are you getting me? It must be brought to you. And whether you like it or not, even though you don't agree, even if you don't want to agree, there are things in life that pass scientific knowledge. Are you getting me? Even though you claim that you are a principled person, you believe in what you can see, feel, hear, and touch, there are things you will see in your life that will pass scientific knowledge. Even science admits that there are some things that cannot just, it doesn't make logical sense. What is the logic to the fact that you can sleep and in your sleep you can see something, you can have a vivid picture of a dream? Are you getting me? How can you be asleep and recording a video? How? And you remember what you saw. It passes scientific knowledge. Are you getting me? Even though you don't want to agree that there are things that are beyond scientific knowledge, how is it that you can be thinking about somebody? You just remembered someone, thinking about the person, and not too long after that, you saw the person. How was there some frequency? Was it that when the person came around, the frequency, somehow you began to pick it? Have you ever been in a situation where you just had a weird feeling to just go into the kitchen and you saw that the gas was on and you put the gas off? How? What was the communication link between the kitchen and your mind? That goes beyond scientific knowledge. Are you getting me? Something must have happened that made you step out that time. And you see people say, the ones who did not respond that time will say, and I felt it. I felt it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you see, in this kingdom,
Ginosko, this revelation knowledge is the beginning of everything. If you don't have it, you're not a Christian. Oh my God. This is why a person can be a professor of theology and not be born again. For you to be born again, your heart must be opened. You must receive revelation knowledge. Say after me, revelation knowledge. Say after me, revelation knowledge. Say after me, ginosko. Some people are just looking at me. Say after me, ginosko. Say after me, revelation knowledge. Why will a man die for his enemies for them to be saved? You need to see revelation to get it. Why will you see an elderly man of 60 years old kneeling down and crying and saying, I love Jesus? How can you be crying about someone you don't know or someone you've not met physically? Are you with me? Something happened by revelation. Let me tell you something. Whenever you see Christians, you know, let me not say Christians, because you can't be a Christian without ginosko. When you see church people or attendees, they are in church and they see somebody else shouting glory. They see somebody else lifting up their hands and worshiping, and they are wondering what is going on here. You know what is missing? They are lacking revelation. Revelation. Say after me, revelation knowledge. Let me read something to you. First Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians 2 from verse 14. First Corinthians 2 verse 14. It says, everybody read 1, 2, 3, go. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Read it again. Read it one more time. Neither can he know them. He says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Are you seeing that? They are foolishness unto him. Why will you be speaking an unknown language? Something you don't understand. How can you be rakabalaka palata? What are you saying? What is that? For their foolishness unto him. How will you bring people outside and just be laying hands on them? You know, someone met me after the service on Sunday and said while the impartation was going on Sunday, he had ulcer pains going on in his tummy. And he told himself, Lord, as hands come on me, let this pain disappear. He said immediately the oil came on him. The way it was as though somebody squeezed out the ulcer pains from his stomach. What is the connection between hands laid on someone and the ulcer pains disappeared? Neither can know them because they are foolishness unto him. Are you with me? He doesn't receive it. He says, neither can he know them, neither can he ginosko them. Are you seeing this? Because they are spiritually discerned. So, neither can he have a revelation of them, because you have to, it must be discerned spiritually. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's start from verse 7. See here. This is what was first imparted in your spirit that got you born again. I've asked this question before. Many of you have asked this question before. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you have been going to church for a long time. Some of you, you have been in church for a long time. But you cannot really tell exactly when you got born again, because you've been in church for a long time. But you can remember when it was as though something within you was telling you it's time for more of God. Who knows what I'm talking about? You can remember when you became intentional about it, like, what am I really doing? Can I say I know God? That was when your spirit man was opening to ginosko. You may have been hearing it for a long time, but when your spirit man began to respond, that was when your spirit man, are you with me, began to receive revelation knowledge. Are you getting this? First Corinthians 2 verse 7. You see, this kind of knowledge is esoteric knowledge. It's not something everybody can get on face value. It must be revealed. Certainly it must be revealed. And guess what? You need it to be born again, and you need it to keep on growing spiritually. You need it to become all that God has planned for you to become. You need it to fulfill your destiny in Christ. Remember what we read in Ephesians 3. That ye might be filled to know the love of Christ, have ginosko of Christ that passeth gnosis, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Are you with me? So go to 1 Corinthians 2 verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7. Everybody, 1 to 3, go. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Don't rush it. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, verse 8, join me. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Have you seen that? Which none of the princes of this world ginoscode? For had they ginoscode it? Are you following me? Had they known it? Meaning it was blinded to them. Hey, Jesus. My God, let me give you an example of this. Have you met someone before? Or you went to an office. You met someone and the person was so simple. Maybe someone at the door. You just said, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. And you just gave a casual greeting. And he asked you, how are you? You say, I'm fine. What did you come here to do? So like, I came to see Mr. Emeka Okorafor. It's like, okay. That's the MDCO, right? He said, yes, I'm looking for the MDCO of this company. His name is Mr. Emeka Okorafor. My uncle gave me this card to get to see him. Please, can you help me see him? And then he says, I am Mr. Emeka Okorafor. Do you discover a switch just happens? You know what happened that time? You saw him naturally. You saw him with your mental intellect. Are you with me? You could gauge him based on what you saw about him. All of a sudden, revelation came. Then your approach to him changed. Are you getting this? He says, that's what he's talking about. Had they known him? Had they ginoscored him? There is a way they would have treated him. The biggest problem of many churchgoers, they lack revelation knowledge. See, have you heard? Jacob said, God was here and I knew not. He was sleeping on a stone, not knowing that that was the stone where Abraham, his grandfather, had made a sacrifice unto God. And there were angels there, ascending and descending, and God opened his eyes to see. All of a sudden, he stood up and he was like, God was here and I knew not. Many of them, God can be around them and they don't know. Mighty things happen around them and they don't know. The great things in the kingdom of God happen and they don't know. They don't have revelation. Today, you will get revelation. Today will be the beginning of ginosko in your life. In the name of Jesus. Now, he says, back to verse 8. Which one of the princes of this world knew? For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, because of what I have to teach, I may have to say some other things. I have to bring you some other kinds of knowledge so you get what I'm saying. Are you with me? Oh, Holy Spirit, there is understanding here today in Jesus' name.
was as it is written, verse 9, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, see verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So how does revelation knowledge come? By the Spirit. Are you getting this? Now we have the Spirit, not received the Spirit, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. Can we read it together? Verse 12. I want to say something. That's why I want you to read it. 1, 2, 3, go. Read it one more time. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. There is another knowledge I want to introduce to you. It's called Eido. It's called the knowledge of awareness. So when you have embraced revelation knowledge and it has become stabilized in your heart, it brings you to a point of accurate awareness. It's called Eido, where you are aware. Are you with me? So now, back to my example, you now finally meet the MD. You know him closely. You begin to work with him. After like 2 weeks, you are completely aware of who this is. You know the weight of his power. Are you with me? You know that with one call, the nation can vibrate. Are you getting me? You have become aware. He's telling you that when you have properly embraced Ginosko, it will bring you to the point of Eido. So he's telling you that now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might become aware. Are you with me? So when the revelation has been made available to you by the Spirit, the Holy Ghost will now make you come to the point where you are now Eido. So you know this is the things which are freely given to us of God. Are you with me? So you come to the point where you now finally get a hold of it. Let me tell you why I'm teaching this. Many people don't know what a spiritual thing is. I'm talking from experience. They don't know. Let me give you some examples, some relatable examples. Have you ever been in a service? And as the teaching was going on, or even if you're not in a service, you were listening to a teaching, and while the teaching was going on, you got to the point where you felt, I got it. It was as though, as the teaching was going on, something was happening to you gradually inside your heart. Gradually inside of your heart. Remember when Peter was preaching in Acts chapter 2. And he was trying to talk to them about Christ. And he kept on talking and explaining to them and explaining to them. At some point, the Bible says, and they were pricked in their hearts. That process by which their hearts got the information to the point where they were pricked in their hearts was called ginosko. But at that point, they may not have fully understood what's going on. Are you with me? After a while in their work with God, they now begin to get the fullness, the grasp of what has happened. They become idled. Are you getting me? Let me tell you something. There are many church people. They don't know what it is for their hearts to open. They don't know what it is for the word of God to enter a person. That's why I'm teaching this. Because we can come and talk about sit, stand, walk. If it does not bring you to the point of revelation in this thing. You won't understand what we are saying. Are you getting me? Okay, Pastor, how will it change my story? Instead of you to give me money, you are telling me I need revelation knowledge. That's the problem. That you are saying you need money instead of revelation knowledge is proof that you need revelation knowledge. I'm telling you. Okay, let me ask you a question. When Jacob and Esau were struggling for a blessing, what were they struggling for? Everybody was struggling to get a man to say, you are blessed. If you look at it logically, intellectually, it is foolish. Why should I bother trying to kill a lamb and trying to prepare something, a venison, to get Isaac, the old man Isaac, to just say some words. Now, Jacob came first and got the blessing. Isaac said some things. Esau came late after he has been deceived. And Esau was trying to tell Isaac, just say something now. That was his problem. He was a carnal man. He was reasoning it based on, it's not to just talk. He was, just say something. And Isaac was like, I cannot just say something. I have blessed him. Are you getting me? It's after me, I received Ginosko. After me, I receive revelation knowledge. Let me tell you, and this is why Paul was praying. He was praying that the eyes of your understanding, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you will know. And when that has happened, when revelation knowledge has built up, bring you to a point of awareness, you come to the point of idol. At that point, the knowledge has become your possession. I'm going to show you, it's in the Bible. Oh. All this I'm saying, I'm not making them up, it's in the Bible. You will hear the way the apostles talked or the way they spoke, you know they knew what they were saying. For instance, when you hear a statement like this, for we know that all things work together, meaning we've come to the point of awareness. Are you getting this? We are no more trying to get a revelation about this thing. We now know. Are you getting me? We now know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You see 1 John chapter 3, I think from verse 15, okay, verse 14. It says, we know that we have passed from death to life. We know, we have become aware. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your eyes are open to see. Your heart is open to understand. In the name of Jesus. Let's open it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. I want to just show you something here. 1, 2, 3, go. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. When you come to the point of full awareness, when you have gotten revelation knowledge that has produced full awareness, you can now begin to know what to check for. Yes. You know what to check for. For instance, if you read the Bible, there was a story in the Bible about Elijah when he was praying for rain. And he prayed and prayed, and whenever he prayed, he would tell his servant, go and check the cloud. And the servant would check and say, I don't see anything. He says, go and check again. I say, I don't see anything. Then at some point, the servant checked and said, I see nothing but something like a little finger, like the hand of a man. And then Elijah stood up and said, run and tell Ahab, for there shall be, for I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. What do you mean? How can you say you heard the sound of abundance of rain, but the servant only saw a hand? You see, he has become aware. He has had revelation knowledge over time. It has brought him to the point of spiritual awareness that when you see a hand in the spirits, It can mean an abundance of rain. Are you getting me? But you see, many believers, they don't know. They don't even know what to check for. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by the signs of what the spirit realm is saying, not by what our natural eyes are seeing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. First John chapter 5, verse 11. 1 John 5, 11. First John 5, 11. It says, and this is the record that God has given us to us eternal life. And this life is in his son. He that had the son had life. Hey. He that had the son had life. And he that had not the son of God had not life. Now see verse 13. Can we read verse 13 together? It says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Look at you. Wait. Are you not speaking tautology? Read it again. I thought he just told them, this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. But I am writing it unto you that you will know that you will have idol. Are you getting it? That you will become aware, meaning you will become conscious of what you have. I am writing these things to you so that you will have a grip on what you have. Are you getting this? I am writing these things to you so that you will have present truth of what you have. Can you connect it to Sunday now? And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I thought you just said they believe. You see it? I thought you said you are writing to those that believe. But he's saying that there is a way you know more about this thing, your belief in it becomes stronger.
Oh God.
Lord, your people understand in Jesus' name. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Now look at the next verse after that. I need you to see something there. Oh my God. And this is the what? Let's start again from verse 12 to verse 14. 1, 2, 3, go. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. What is the confidence? You have eternal life. Eternal life in us is the confidence we have, that when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. It's as though there is a kind of life you must have. So, see, for you to make a call, you must have SIM card. Uh-huh. For you to make a call that will reach somebody else, you must... Are you getting this? For instance, without roaming operations, you cannot stay here. Like when I was in Ghana, you can't call directly from Ghana to Nigeria. If you ever can call someone, if you can call someone and the person also can pick call without your roaming in Ghana, it means you have a Ghana SIM. Are you getting me? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? For instance, in Nigeria, if a Ghanaian comes here and tries to call another Nigerian, if he can call and the other Nigerian can pick the call without him trying to roam, that means he has gotten a Nigerian SIM. I'm just trying to explain what he's saying there. He says, if God will hear that prayer and you are sure of an answer, it is because you have had his life. And this is the confidence that we have. So the eternal life of God in us is the confidence that whenever we say Jesus, he hears very, there is no hindrance in the communication line. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So after me, I have eternal life. Therefore, God hears me. Glory. So after me, in the name of Jesus, I grow in revelation knowledge. In the name of Jesus, I grow in ginosko. The beginning of all of this is ginosko. Somehow, sometimes you cannot even put it into words. Where you are somewhere. Have you been in a service before? The worship is going on and you started crying. Your heart became aware of something else. I'm not just talking about crying for your sorrow or crying for the things you are going through. I'm talking about it's as though the glory of God just overwhelmed you and you began to cry. What is happening is that your heart began to open up. You got a revelation of God. Are you with me? See, if you don't have this revelation, you are not saved. See, that revelation that makes you say, you know what? I will believe in Jesus. You know, something happened on Sunday. I'm going to put Farida on the spot. So on Sunday, there was another lady called Farida in church. There was another Farida in church. And she, I will say it, she was a Muslim. And decided that she wants to come to church. So I was asking, how did you come? But I think I couldn't really talk to her. So it was her, one of the guys that I said, they were preaching to some people around nursing school in Buhari. And while she was there, she stood up and came to them and said, I cannot explain, but I think I'm supposed to follow you. Yes, that's what happened. That something is pulling me. I can't explain, but wherever church you're coming from, I'm supposed to follow you. You see what is happening? Her heart is beginning to catch the revelation of Christ. It may not have been fully completed yet. Are you with me? See, you need revelation to understand that if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. No wonder he says, behold, all things are passed away. In fact, that word in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 5, verse 17, where he says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, behold, that word there, that word is kazar, see with the eyes of a prophet, meaning see differently, don't see naturally. Behold, all things are passed away. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. See, until you catch that a man who is not in Christ is lost. I remember where I was to understand that, listen, Jesus prayed to God, if you can do anything, let this cup pass. But God did not answer that prayer. The only prayer that Jesus prayed and was not answered. So there was no other way. That means, for Jesus to die for sins, it means that there is no other way to receive salvation but through him. There's no other way. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I know sometimes we can try to be diplomatic about it. We don't want to offend people, but listen, you need revelation to see it, because one day everybody will see it. One day. Do you know that? You can explain to someone, explain that Jesus was the one that died and rose again, and because he rose, he's the only person that rose from the dead unaided and ascended to heaven. That means he's the way. Somebody else will say, I don't believe. You can explain that and the person still says, I will not believe. Are you with me? Because he needs revelation. Because see, at some point in our Christian journey, if you're not careful, you can become too logical. And it's happening in this generation. We are downplaying revelation for logic. We think it's everything that can be explained logically. We can try, but there is more. Are you with me? Oh, God. Okay. So how do you receive ginosko? Number one, sincerity of heart towards God. Say after me, sincerity of heart towards God. Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Can we pray in the spirit 1 minute? Pray in tongues, please. Ratakapala kasheketelia. Like sukabrande gedede peleke sheketelia. Ratambala kasote. Ratangapalaga sheketelia. Please pray, please pray. Rakabadagado sheketelia. Likambratanda kapala kapaya. Randogobo sheketelia. Lingezepelege sheketelia. Rakabadadege sheketelia. Liki repeteke sekete. Liki repelege sheketelia. Rakabadadepeleke sheketelia. Rakabandegedo seketelia. Linki repeleke sheketelia kapa. Randa gabala katalia. Nda balandege dedeke shekete. Lembra kapalataya ingrande kombalate embrongo bobobo setetelia shelemende repeleketelia endegebelege shakete rada balagado seketelia rakabada deke shakete elambranto sembelete ketesa lembrenken de belege de shakete ingranda kapala kapai rundegebeletelia in the name of Jesus. How do you receive revelation knowledge? How do you receive ginosko? Number one, sincerity of heart towards God. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a situation where, okay, let me give the example that my mentor gave. A guy asked a question. He said that, how do you get a girl to like you? How do you convince a girl to like you? So you like this lady, you want her to marry you, you want to spend the rest of your life with her, but you discover that she does not like you. How do you get her to like you? And they say, do you buy gifts? Do you try and crack some jokes? And somebody now said, in response to the question, he said, there is no way to get a lady to like you that does not like you. If she likes you, she likes you. If she doesn't like you, she doesn't like you. If she doesn't like you, even the jokes you are cracking will make her more angry. Be like, what's wrong with this one? But when she likes you, whatever is not funny will become funny. Now, what was happening? Because she did not like the person, she closed her heart. When she likes the person, she can open the heart. You can see, someone can treat you badly in a store, and then you close your heart towards the store. No matter what they are selling there, because you have closed your heart, are you with me? You can say, if you like, even if they are giving gold free, I'm not going. Even if they... You know what's happened? You have closed your heart in the same way. If you have that closed heart towards God, no matter what you explain, you will not get it. Are you with me? That is why, when we come to church, if a person has not already prepared his heart that, Lord, I want to know you, you will explain like this. He'll be looking at the time, I need to leave this place. I need to leave this place. His mind is not there. Because his mind is not there, that sincerity of heart is not there. Because his mind is not there, he will not get what the Holy Ghost, angel self, can be in his front. He will not see. Let me ask you a question. This is why, when it comes to Christianity, in as much as we want to push people, there is a level of compulsion we cannot cross. Have you ever opened the Bible to read the Bible? And maybe you were just reading it, not because you wanted to prove a point. You were just reading it because you just felt like reading. And in the process, it was as if one verse jumped out and entered you. Who has experienced that kind of thing before? It's as if the word just... That thing that happened to you is called giving. And it came because there was sincerity of heart. Are you with me? Let me show you something. Acts chapter 16, verse 14. The Bible says, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Let me show you what's going on here. So, already on her own, she was not saved though. Because the gospel had not been preached there. She was not saved. She was just longing for God on her own. She had sincerity of heart. And then, when Paul came to preach, God saw the sincerity in her heart and opened her heart. So she got the message faster. Are you with me? As a Christian, you must have that sincerity of heart to know God. If you get to the point where you are no longer, you don't just care. Have you not seen people in praise and worship? They're just there like, it's true. Ooh, I just bring your phone. They are not singing, you know. First of all, that sign, that thing they are doing is proof that they don't have revelation knowledge. And them continuing is because they're not even interested. They're not interested. That lack of interest will shut down their hearts. And so God can be trying, but you will see somebody else. He may not really know what is happening. He just came. The song, so we say, somebody lift your hands and sing. Yeshu. Then he raised down like this. Yeshu. He's trying. After a while, we say, close your eyes. He closes his eyes. After a while in that place, it's as if somehow, it's as if God begins to touch him. Somehow he begins to get the point. He comes the next service. They go again. One day, you know, it happened one time in our when we started church in Port Harcourt. We had one girl, you know, maybe you know her. I preached to her then. Precious. The first time we met her to church, her and her friend, they came. The friend was chewing chewing gum. They were just like this. And I said, worship God. So they were just like, okay. Then she started. The friend did not care. The friend was still chewing her chewing gum. And just like, she was looking at the time. But this other one just started trying. Pray. She would close her eyes and say, Lord, and be praying and trying to just, oh God. You know, no tongues yet, oh. Just, oh Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord. My Lord God. One day, the service was going on. As service was going on, she screamed, Jesus! And fell under the anointing. They were not even doing take it, no laying of hands. And she was just shouting, Jesus, Jesus. After the service, they tried to call her down. She said, my eyes opened. I saw Jesus for the first time. Jesus walked into this place and began to lay hands on everybody. Now, guess what? There were people Jesus touched but did not know. But she, that her eyes opened in the spirit, she saw it. From that day, she was never the same person again. From that day, never the same person again. Look at James chapter 1, verse 21. James 1, verse 21. What I'm trying to tell you is the beginning point to ginosko is openness of heart. You see this thing, it even happens to those who are born again. You see this thing where you get to a point in your Christian life where somebody is teaching and you are like, hey, I know this thing now. Somebody starts preaching and you're like, hey, I know this one. Hey, is it not new Christian realities? I know it. Yes, speaking in tongues. What do you want to say about speaking in tongues? I know it. Faith, I know it. I know faith, I know faith. You know what's happening? You are destroying the passageway for the Holy Ghost to touch you. There is no longer openness in your heart. So you cannot receive fresh revelation. Are you getting me? And it will make you stunted. You become a hypocrite. You become a religious person without tangible proof. The Bible says, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. You look like it, but you're not it. James 1 verse 21. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. King James. Even if you don't want to get the English word, you know that this thing is serious. Look at the choice of words. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. No, you are not just naughty, you are superfluity with it. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Number one is what? Sincerity of heart. Say after me, sincerity of heart. Number two, reception with undivided attention plus meditation. I know that's a long word, so a long sentence, so I will read it again. Reception. So now that you have opened your heart, you have to receive the word. Let it enter. Reception with undivided attention and meditation. Let me read it again. Reception with undivided attention and meditation. Let me give an example. I will sit down and do this one. Have you been in a point where, have you been at a point where somebody was talking to you and the person was explaining something, and while the person was explaining, a call came in. And as the call came in, it's as though you missed everything. You're like, oh. Let me give you an example. Have you ever been in a mathematics class and they are explaining how they got S squared minus 2? And they are breaking it down. You're like, okay, it's coming. Okay, it's coming. Then somebody took you at the back. I bet you get biscuits. You get biscuits. Like, check my bag, check my bag. And then, by the time you look up, it's AX squared. The answer is X squared minus 2. Oh, this guy. Why did he distract me? You see what is happening? The Gnosko is going on. Revelation is coming. The revelation is coming. It's coming, it's coming. And suddenly, your attention was shifted. You missed it. Are you getting me? One of the greatest secrets of the devil in this generation is he has found a way to get us perpetually distracted. Perpetually. Now, let me come spiritually. When you pray in tongues, those of you who pray in tongues, you notice if you pray in tongues uninterruptedly for a long time, at some point, it's as if you enter somewhere. And then God begins to drop things. All of a sudden, you begin to remember things that you're not planning to remember. You begin to, what's happening is revelation is beginning to touch you. You have successfully launched out of the canal place. Because you can be praying in tongues, but your mind is still thinking about shawarma and chicken and bread and toasted bread, french fries, stir-fried spaghetti. You are thinking about all those things, but you are praying in tongues. Malabrakataya, Lord, we are here for you. Your stomach is there. The food is there for you. Your stomach is saying the food is there for you. Are you getting me? And then after a while, you forget about the food. You keep on praying. You keep on praying. You keep on praying. And soon, you enter somewhere. So the devil's tactics is if he can keep us perpetually distracted, that we can no longer receive the word of God to the point where it comes with revelation, you are distracted. Let me tell you something. The same Bible you are reading, the same verses you are reading, the day it enters you, hey, the Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130, for the entrance of his words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. You can be hearing it until it enters. Light cannot come. And you know, the light shineth in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. When light enters, you will know. There is no way light will enter and you will not know. If you are not sure if light has come, it means light has not come. Let me tell you, and the thing about revelation is this, until you have revelation of something, you will never live in the fullness of it. Remember that you will know the love of is which surpasseth knowledge, that you will have ginosko in the gnosis. Are you with me? You have ginosko in the love of Christ, which surpasseth gnosis, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Until you have revelation knowledge about everything in the Bible, you will not see it. Oh. You can be hearing it in your head. Eh? They shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you read that John chapter 8, verse 32, you will have awareness of the truth, and the truth will make you free. He didn't even say the truth will set you free, because the truth is not to set free, it's to make you a kind of person. Oh my God. They will get it, they will get it, they will get it in Jesus' name. For instance, let me tell you something here. Once that word enters, go back to Psalm 119 verse 130. Once that word enters, once revelation knowledge enters about the thing, that's where the victory is finished. It's like a code. Once the code enters, pa! It will continuously replicate what is inside. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. In the long run, what is in your spirit is what will be coming out of your life. I think this is a good place to announce. We have made a deposit for our generator. And as we are speaking, it's on its way to Abuja. 100 kVA. I was asking Pastor Kine, should we announce it? He said, if you announce, people will not want to give. I said, we still need like 4 million for installation. I said, the God that did it, that did the provisions to do it, this one, more is coming. All the installation we need will be done. And let me take it further. It will be done this week. When I said they should, when I told people, load the gen and start, load it and start coming. Pastor Kennedy said, Pastor, is that not a risk? Because now, we are bringing it here. They have to install it. I said, you see. Because I have come to awareness. Faithful is he who began a thing. Are you with me? I have come to idol. Are you with me? On the subject of divine intervention, I know I can never be stranded. Are you with me? It has entered. I have shared that story with you countless times. Countless times. How? I was reading my Bible, Ephesians chapter 5, and I got to the point where it says, for we are members of his flesh and of his bones. I have read that thing many times before, but that day, remember, I just told you the entrance of his word. That day, it was the day it entered. I stood up. I said, hey, I'm a member. Hi, God. I'm a member. I'm a member. I'm a member. Oh, hey, God. I'm a member. Hey, Jesus. I am a member of his flesh and of his bones. And it was as though it was locked inside me. 2 years later, I was in Lagos. I can never forget it. I was in Raji Ola Dimeji Crescent. Lagos. Magodo, phase one. And by 12 midnight in the night, a strange being entered into my room and began to press my neck. I was not dreaming. I was not asleep. I was wide awake and I was struggling for 45 minutes with an invisible personality. And then by 12:45, I remembered I am a member. It's as though somebody came and whispered it to me. You are a member. Are you with me? He whispered, you are a member. And I screamed, I am a member. And then it was as though a wind pushed out everything away. And I couldn't feel that presence again. That was how I was free. And it now dawned on me that, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The question is, how much of this truth has entered you? How much has entered?
Bishop Oyedepo said that book, God's Will is Prosperity, he had read it 5 times, cover to cover. He had read the book 5 times. It was the 6th time when he was reading it, all of a sudden it dawned on him, I can never be poor. Ah! See, the victory does not happen the day you get money. It happens the day your heart solidifies it.
You know,
I was sharing with one of us. I said, sin does not happen the day you commit sin. The compromise does not happen the day you fall for immorality. The compromise happens the day you accept in your mind, you cannot overcome this thing. That day where you accept it already in your mind that, you see me, I'm going to fall. That day, the circumstance to make what is in your heart a reality will be presented before you. Are you with me? It was last week, Monday, I said, we are buying this gen. Who was with me? Confidence, can remember now. I said, September will not end. You remember what? You remember. I guess you were there. I said, September will not end. This thing will come. Now, somebody else will hear me say, September will not end. Say, me, I will say my own. No, I have understood some things inside here. Ginosko. Revelation knowledge. How much of it has he entered? How much has entered? Do you want to see things in your life? Go back and stay with it. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15, it says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Meditate upon these things. So, what is that area you want to see a change? Go and stay with it. Let the word of God enter you. When it enters you, people will be wondering, are you okay? You'll be talking with some audacity. Let me give you an example. Imagine a building was burning and it's a 10-story building and you were in the 10th floor. And everywhere was engulfed with fire. And it looked like there was no way for you to escape. All of a sudden, you pray to God and say, God, help me. God, help me. And while you were there, God opened your eyes in the spirit. And you saw an angel saying, come, I will catch you. Every other person around is looking at you and saying, are you okay? You say, I am seeing what you are not seeing. That's why I can jump. Are you with me? When you get the revelation of God's word and it enters you, you begin to see differently. Are you getting me? So you take a leap, a leap of faith, not a leap in the dark, not a leap of uncertainty, a leap in the word, a leap on faith, a leap on ginosko. Are you with me? So how do you get ginosko? Number one, sincerity of heart. Number two, reception with undivided attention and meditation. It doesn't matter where you are in your life right now. Go back and say, okay. What does the word of God say? Stay with the word. Stay with it. When teachings like this are going on, listen. Oh, let me tell you something. Listen. Listen. Your life will eventually reproduce what is inside your spirit. Your life will eventually reproduce what is inside your spirit. The Bible says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a broken spirit who can bear? Are you with me? For instance, I know that before Jesus comes, New Breed Christian Community will be at the forefront of the gospel globally. Is what is inside my spirit? Is inside my spirit? I know that in a short while, this hall will be overflowing with. Is inside my spirit? Second Corinthians 3 verse 18, it says, but we all with open face. You see that sincerity there? There must be openness of face. We all, not with closed face, not with disgruntled face. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
So you have to meditate on it. You have to stay on it. You have to mingle with it. Are you with me? You have to contemplate it until it enters. The reason why you are staying with it is for it to enter. You see, people that don't listen to messages, I don't know. How are you doing? People that don't read their Bible, how are you doing? How are you managing? You need revelation. Because eventually, revelation will begin to affect you. It will begin to affect you. It will begin to make you take strange steps. You begin to see things differently. You begin to see what others do not see. Ah, the third thing to walk in ginosko is prayers. Say after me, prayers. You know, somebody will be listening to me and saying, Pastor David, okay, now you are teaching them all these things. How will he help? How would they? Don't joke with the word of God, though. Don't joke with it. Prayers. What prayers does is that, first of all, prayers, especially praying in the spirit, opens your spirit for the word of God you are hearing to enter. Are you with me? Prayers help you remove the demonic hindrance. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, it says that if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. Are you with me? I think let's read from verse 3. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, will shine upon them. So you have to pray to open your heart. You have to pray to take away, to clear off. Why is it that it's you are praying? Eh? When you want to read your Bible, when you want to study, that's when sleep will come. That's when you remember all the most important things to do. Everything else will be looking important that time. Can't you see what the devil is doing? He's trying to distract you from the most important thing. So you have to pray. You know the story of when Jesus was faced with trying to feed the 5,000. Remember? John chapter 6 verse 6 says, and he asked them, what should we do? But the Bible says he asked them the question to prove them that he already knew what he would do. There is a way you stay with the word of God and prayer, like we said. A time now comes, you move from ginosko, you enter divine awareness. You are now aware of what to do. He already knew what he to do. He knew what he would do. Oh, pastor, you are telling us to meditate on the word of God. You are telling us to receive the word of God. You are telling us to pray in the spirit. Yes! Pray in the spirit, meditate on the word of God. It will begin to cause the factors that will make the ecosystem of the miracle come to pass, to begin to align themselves. He knew what he would do. If I share the testimonies of how we do some of the things we do, you now know that true, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So number three, prayers. Prayers. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16 to 19. It says, when I heard of your faith and love in the Lord Jesus, your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all saints, I cease not to give thanks to God for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Are you seeing now? So, he was praying for them. So, one of the ways this thing will come is by prayers. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something as I round off. No matter what is given to you, no matter what is offered to you, if you don't have revelation that changes you, it will all reduce to what you are. Are you with me? It will all reduce. So when you make up your mind that it's time for a change of level, don't try to do anything outside. Begin the work from inside. Begin to take a new revelation. Begin to take a new revelation. Go back. Sit with the word. Begin to talk them to yourself. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. Whatever is born of God overcometh the world. Go back and stay with it. Open your heart. Let it begin to change you. There are too many carnal Christians. So part of the reason why they are carnal is because they've not had enough ginosko. It has not entered. To them, they still think that the world makes sense. They've not seen the folly of the world and the beauty of holiness. They've not seen it. Are you with me? You know, one of the ways God delivered me from sinfulness is he began to open my eyes to see. The Lord began to ask me, what kind of man do you want to be? Do you want to be the kind of man? He stole money from here. He run here. They're chasing him here. He give, you know that useless song? Johnny give this one belle. He talks, say, one marine, eh? Johnny Mo, Johnny Mo. He says, what kind of man you want to be? You give this one belle, yeah. You just, your life is just one kind, one kind. You drop here, you drop here. You scatter here. You just, you run from this place. Why did you leave this place? Yeah, he stole here. He said, what kind of life? Is that the kind of life you want to live? Then God began to show me what is called, what I can call the higher places in life. Higher places in God. Higher places. Your mind begins to think differently. Higher places. Jump on your feet.